It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's start at the quarterback position where I don't think there's much intrigue. Lanville, you think Jaden Daniels makes the team? Should we angst over that?
I do think he'll make it.
Me too.
You know, all things considered, I think he's got a spot on the team.
I agree. Jaden, Mariota, or Locks. I think with a rookie quarterback, listen, Jaden's been super impressive. There still are some questions about the frame and a 17-game NFL schedule. I think you keep three quarterbacks. Now, you do have more viability. Like, you have more flexibility. Mm-hmm. Because of the practice squad rules and being able to elevate Saturday night. But I think they keep three quarterbacks. I think the third quarterback is Driscoll.
Yeah.
Does that sound right to you?
It looks good. It sounds like it's going to be there. And now that Hartman has gotten hurt, I think Driscoll has the hand on that. Hartman may go to the practice squad.
I thought Hartman was a practice squatter anyway. Mm-hmm. But I certainly think that way now. Because I don't know what's going to happen with the shoulder injury. And he's not going to play this week. Onward and upward. The running back position is pretty damn interesting. I think B-Rob and Eckler, obviously, right?
Yep.
McNichols got the first non-Robinson Eckler work.
But Wiley did impress.
And I think McNichols on Monday was in a non-contact jersey. But they were in shells anyway, so I don't know how much contact there was. RB3 remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. I think it could be Wiley. He had the touchdown. You do have Chris Rodriguez out there. That was a draft pick by the last group. But sometimes you got to just watch what's happening out there, and it seems... It seems like they don't view Rodriguez as their third back. I think they're only keeping three backs. And then they put one of them to the practice squad and they can elevate
as needed. I still believe that you're going to have four.
You think?
I think that because you're not really trying to push your two starters as special teamers.
True. But it seems like for a return role...
Not necessarily a return role, but special team. And right now, you got to realize that they want to see whatever they can see in a lot of people. So some guys that they may be leaning towards or may not be getting that chance right now because you already know that they're capable of doing it. So you want to see other guys do some stuff because I think, like you said earlier, they're going to see competition at different levels. So there are people competing now that they want to see early to make sure they make a right decision on them too, I would think.
So if you're looking at the kick returns, the returners, at least in the first game against the Jets,
mm-hmm.
I think OZ stood out. OZ is clearly on the roster.
OZ is a guy who has shown he can do multiple things. So more than likely, he is on the roster.
I don't even think it's more than likely. I'm willing to enter lock territory for Olamide Zaccheaus.
Well, I tell you, Jay, I don't ever say nothing about lock because – things happen from one point to the next, so boring, whatever. But I just say, right now, I don't know.
You're right. OZ, it's probably, there are things that are locks. John Allen is a lock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
OZ's probably, Terry McLaurin. But, all right, you got to maybe keep it four running backs then. That's interesting to me because I think McNichols, Wiley, maybe even C-Rod, like you could probably get those guys to your practice squad and then have that roster spot, have that roster flexibility. Here's my question then. If you want to keep four running backs, then you're certainly only keeping three tight ends. Ertz, to me, Sennett, Bates, complete locks. I think Cole Turner is showing them something. Now, there are games remaining here, but I think Turner is a really interesting situation, and I think the way – he showed up in New York in that game,
mm-hmm.
turned some heads because he was physical as hell, and that's been the knock.
But now you got to do it again.
Totally.
Yeah.
If it was me, and you might disagree with this, I would lean towards keeping four tight ends and three backs and making room somewhere else rather than four backs
Which
and three tight ends.
Which of those four tight ends will play special teams real well for you?
Sennett, Bates, Turner all have to. Period.
But I'm saying, you're saying Sennett, Bates, Turner, but you don't want to put one of those three in harm's way because you're damn if you if
all three of those dudes are special teamers.
Yeah, you got all three of them, but I'm saying now, normally, if you can get starters that are not going to have to really worry about their play if they have to, what if if Ertz gets nicked up, then what happens?
They're still special teamers.
Yeah, but at that point, you don't want that to happen. If your starter is playing special teams, that's a problem.
But Ertz isn't.
That's what I'm saying. He has a history of injuries, don't he? What if he gets nicked up?
I mean, I think you probably move Sennett up.
Okay, you move him up, then you're going to keep playing on special teams?
You kind of have that dilemma with any position beyond quarterback.
Not normally. Normally, when you
So what are you saying then?
I'm saying
keep a fifth? You want Yankoff on there?
I'll keep the fourth running back because you got two legit starters at running back. Those other two guys, that's what they do. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, it's an interesting – who are the four backs you're keeping then?
At this point, I can't tell you who the four backs are.
But you're leaning Wiley for sure.
I'm leaning Wiley for sure.
Okay.
And the kid McNichols, they like him, but I think Wiley played better in that game. Rodriguez, I really like, but I don't think he got much opportunity.
Which tells you something.
And he played a little bit in slow motion. You know, I think once he got hit in the knee, I think his speed dropped down. So the guy came crash down and caught him in his knee. Maybe he got a little injured there. I don't know.
Like, you don't want to overly point to statistics. Chris Rodriguez in that first preseason game against the Jets had 6 carries for 0 yards. Wiley had 8 for 34, averaged 4.3 a pop. B-Rob 5 for 20. Kid Jones, that was at USC with Cliff. I don't think we should ignore that. 2 for 13. McNichols had 3 carries for 10 yards. Jaden Daniels had the most important, 1 for 3. Let's talk about the wideout room. Terry, Jahan, Luke, I'll put Diami. There's no discussion there. Terry and Jahan are established. Luke was just drafted by this group. Diami has had a really good camp, and at least in the first game has showed that it's there. Dan Quinn, every chance he gets, talks about Diami Brown. I got those four. I'd probably go OZ after that. That's 5. If you disagree with anything I'm saying, you let me know.
Go ahead.
It gets interesting because they brought in Pringle, right? They just did that. But honestly, the dude that just keeps making plays of this group, Tinsley was on the roster last year. They just brought in Pringle. You still have Crowder. Kaz Allen, I think, is interesting. But the dude that has made the most plays consistently is Bryson Tremaine. And he gives them something different, that he's a big body.
Mm-hmm.
But what the hell does the arrival of Martavis Bryant do to the bottom of this thing?
We don't
know yet.
Be honest with you, Jay. I think you look at Terry. I don't think Jahan is going anywhere.
Right.
I believe that Zacchaeus is on this team. I believe that McCaffrey is on this team. At that point, I'm not concerned about how they get the other two.
I would put Diami in that category,
too. I forgot. Diami, that's 5.
That's 5.
So I'm not concerned the last one, because that last one is going to have to be able to play special teams and probably won't get much play.
What's interesting is a dude like Martavis Bryant's not – is he playing special teams at 32 and he hasn't played in 6 years?
If he want to be in the NFL.
Right.
If he's hungry, he'll play whatever the hell they ask him to play.
Honestly, I mean, if we're really playing this out and getting to week one in Tampa, the 6 wide receiver is going to be inactive anyway. That dude isn't even dressing.
Probably won't. So, Mike, that's what I'm saying. Like, at this point, I don't think we can decide who. Because this game, you're going to see, I would think, the starters go a little longer. I think you're going to see Mariota go a little long, which means more guys get opportunities. What if somebody?
You think Jade and Mariota have the first half, or do you think Mariota might come in the third quarter?
I think they'll play probably the same amount of series.
I think they each get three, something like
that.
So
if they go anywhere 2 to 3 series, and then they go out there and they play, you still want to have the best receivers and stuff with them, because now you get to decide. That first game is not going to tell me who to pick before seeing the second game. Now, after the second game, we can start looking at the days and stuff.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.